Welcome to Physics Unlocked, the podcast that turns your GCSE physics revision into something you actually enjoy. I'm your host, and today we're diving deep into one of the most important and most frequently examined topics in the entire OCR GCSE physics specification, Newton's second law of motion. Whether you're sitting foundation or higher tier, this episode is going to give you everything you need to walk into that exam room with total confidence. So grab a pen, find a comfortable spot, and let's get started. Newton's second law is topic 1.9 in the OCR specification, and it sits right at the heart of the forces in motion unit. It's one of those beautiful topics where a single equation, F equals M times A, unlocks an enormous amount of understanding about how the physical world works. By the end of this episode, you'll understand what that equation really means, how to use it flawlessly in calculations, how to apply it to the required practical, and, crucially, how to avoid the mistakes that cost candidates marks every single year. Let's start with the big picture. Why does Newton's second law matter? Think about every moving object you've ever seen. A car accelerating away from traffic lights, a footballer kicking a ball, a rocket launching into space. All of these involve forces causing changes in motion. Newton's second law is the mathematical rule that governs all of it. It tells us exactly how much acceleration you get when you apply a force to a mass. And that's incredibly powerful. Now let's build up the core concepts carefully, one by one. The first concept is the equation itself. Newton's second law states that the resultant force acting on an object is equal to the mass of that object multiplied by its acceleration. We write this as F equals M times A. Let's be precise about each variable. F stands for the resultant force measured in newtons, M stands for mass measured in kilograms, and A stands for acceleration measured in meters per second squared. Now, the word resultant is absolutely critical here, and examiners specifically look for it. The resultant force is the single overall force you get when you add up all the individual forces acting on an object, taking direction into account. If a car engine pushes forward with 3,000 newtons, but friction pushes back with 1,000 newtons, the resultant force is 2,000 newtons forward. That's the F you put into F equals MA. Not 3,000, not 1,000, 2,000. This distinction earns marks. The second concept is the proportionality relationships hidden inside that equation. There are two of them, and both are examinable. First, for a fixed mass, acceleration is directly proportional to the resultant force. That means if you double the force, you double the acceleration. If you triple the force, you triple the acceleration. On a graph of acceleration against force, this gives you a straight line through the origin. And when you see that, the phrase you must write is directly proportional, not as force increases, acceleration increases. Directly proportional. Those two words are worth marks. Second relationship, for a fixed force, acceleration is inversely proportional to mass. Double the mass and you have the acceleration. This is why a lorry accelerates much more slowly than a sports car, even with the same engine force. The lorry has far greater mass. On a graph of acceleration against mass, you get a curve, a hyperbola, not a straight line. But if you plot acceleration against 1 over mass, you get a straight line through the origin again. Higher tier students should be comfortable with both graph types. The third concept is inertial mass, and this is a higher tier definition that examiners love to ask about. Inertial mass is defined as the ratio of force to acceleration. In equation form, M equals F divided by A. The word ratio is key. You must use it in your definition to earn the mark. Inertial mass is a measure of how difficult it is to change an object's state of motion. A higher inertial mass means the object resists changes to its motion more strongly. This is different from gravitational mass, which is a measure of how strongly gravity acts on an object, though in practice the two are numerically equal. The fourth concept is the distinction between mass and weight, which trips up so many candidates. Mass is the amount of matter in an object. It is measured in kilograms. It does not change regardless of where you are in the universe. Weight, on the other hand, is a force, the gravitational force acting on a mass. It is measured in newtons. Weight equals mass times gravitational field strength, or W equals mg. On Earth, g is approximately 10 newtons per kilogram. So a 5-kilogram object has a weight of 50 newtons on Earth, but its mass is still 5 kilograms whether you're on Earth, the moon, or floating in deep space. Now let's talk about the required practical, PAG P3, because this is examined every year and candidates consistently lose marks on it. The investigation involves a trolley on a runway connected by a string over a pulley to a hanging mass. The hanging mass provides the accelerating force, and a light gate or ticker timer measures the acceleration of the trolley. Here's the crucial point that most students get wrong. The total mass being accelerated is the mass of the trolley plus the mass of the hanging mass. Both are moving. Both have inertia. So when you apply F equals ma, the m in that equation is the total system mass, trolley plus hanger. But the force F is only the weight of the hanging mass. That's the hanging mass times g. If you use only the trolley mass as m, your calculated acceleration will be too high. This is one of the most common errors in PAG questions. The second key practical point is friction compensation. In real life, the runway has friction, which would slow the trolley down and give you a smaller acceleration than expected. To compensate, you tilt the runway slightly so that the component of gravity along the slope exactly cancels out friction. Examiners specifically award a mark for mentioning this. The phrase to use is, "The runway is tilted to compensate for friction." When investigating how acceleration varies with force, you keep the total mass constant and increase the hanging mass, which increases the force. When investigating how acceleration varies with mass, you keep the hanging mass constant, keeping the force constant, and add masses to the trolley. Be careful. If you move masses from the trolley to the hanger, you're changing both the force and the total mass simultaneously, which invalidates the experiment. You must keep the total system mass constant when varying force. This is a classic higher tier question. Now let's move on to exam tips and the common mistakes that cost candidates marks every single year. Mistake number one, not converting grams to kilograms. This is the single most common error in F equals MA calculations. If a question gives you a mass in grams, you must divide by 1,000 to get kilograms before substituting into the equation. A 500 gram trolley has a mass of 0.5 kilograms. If you use 500 in your calculation, your answer will be wrong by a factor of 1,000. The examiner mark scheme specifically says, credit substitution of correct values with compatible units, specifically converting grams to kilograms where necessary. Always check your units before you calculate. Mistake number two, using the wrong mass in system calculations. As we discussed, the total accelerating mass includes both the trolley and the hanging mass. Candidates who only use the trolley mass lose the mark for correct substitution. Mistake number three, confusing constant force with constant velocity. A constant resultant force does not produce constant velocity, it produces constant acceleration. Velocity is constantly changing. If you want constant velocity, you need zero resultant force. That's Newton's first law. Examiners see this confusion very frequently. Mistake number four, rearranging the equation incorrectly. Some candidates write A equals M divided by F instead of A equals F divided by M. The way to remember it, acceleration is what you get when you apply force to a mass. Force is on top, mass is on the bottom, F over M. You can also use the formula triangle, cover up what you want to find, and the remaining symbols show you the calculation. Mistake number five, not writing the rearranged equation before substituting values. This is crucial for method marks. If you write the rearranged equation, for example, A equals F divided by M, and then substitute the values, you can earn the method mark even if you make an arithmetic error. If you just write a number with no working, a wrong answer earns zero. Always show your working. Now let's do a quick fire recall quiz. I'll ask you a question, give you a few seconds to think, and then give you the answer. Ready? Question one, what is the equation for Newton's second law? Pause if you need to think. The answer is F equals M times A, where F is resultant force in newtons, M is mass in kilograms, and A is acceleration in meters per second squared. Question two. A trolley of mass 800 grams accelerates at 2 meters per second squared. What is the resultant force? Pause. First, convert. 800 grams equals 0.8 kilograms. Then F equals 0.8 times 2, which equals 1.6 newtons. Question 3. What is inertial mass? Pause. Inertial mass is the ratio of force to acceleration. M equals F divided by A. It measures how difficult it is to change an object's state of motion. Question 4. In the trolley experiment, why is the runway tilted? Pause. To compensate for friction so that the component of gravity along the slope exactly balances the frictional force, giving a more accurate result. Question 5. If the resultant force on an object doubles while its mass stays the same, what happens to its acceleration? Pause. The acceleration doubles. Acceleration is directly proportional to resultant force for a fixed mass.
How did you do?
If you got all five, you're in great shape. If you struggled with any of them, go back and review that section of the episode. Let me leave you with a summary of the five most important things to take into your exam. 1. F equals ma, where F is in newtons, m is in kilograms, and a is in meters per second squared. Always check units, convert grams to kilograms. 2. Always write the rearranged equation before substituting values. This secures method marks. 3. In system calculations, the total mass includes both the trolley and the hanging mass. 4. Acceleration is directly proportional to resultant force for a fixed mass. Use those exact words when describing graphs. 5. Inertial mass is the ratio of force to acceleration. M equals F divided by A, and you must use the word ratio in your definition.
You've got this.
Newton's second law is one of the most elegant and powerful ideas in all of physics, and now you understand it deeply. Go and smash that exam. Until next time, keep questioning, keep calculating, and keep learning. This has been Physics Unlocked.